This is the month of Damodar. Sisters, people sometimes ask why the Supreme Lord descends only in India in so many several incarnations. Why not in any other part of the world? Of course, the Lord chooses to appear wherever he wants, and nobody can command him or demand him to appear in a particular place. In the same way, in the entire year, during this month of Damodar, the month which is very dear to Srimati Radharani, and the Lord has performed so many pastimes. In his Kaumara Leela, Kauganda Leela, Kaishwara Leela, you will see there are so many pastimes. The Lord moves along with the Ukkal and breaks the two trees, Nalakuvar, Manigriva were delivered in the same month. And the Lord lifted the Govardhan Hill and gave shelter to the Vrajavasis. When he was 7 years old, when he was 8 years old, he under the Vamshiva tree, he played on his flute and called for the most dear devotees, gopis. So all these activities take place in the same month. And Srila Prabhupada says how in Vrindavan, during this month especially, people are completely absorbed in taking up breath and tap very seriously, rising very early in the morning. People get up at 2 o'clock in the morning and perform more chanting, more hearing, visiting the temples in thousands. People from all over the world come during this time. Prabhupada says there are tapasvis in Vrindavan who practically walk naked. They hardly wear any dress in their body. In the shivering cold of morning, Vrindavan cold, they take early morning bath in Yamuna and they are chanting all day. Because, as it is explained, Madhavati ti bhakti janani yatane palana kori. When you want to make progress in spiritual life, generally it is not very easy. We make very minimal progress, little by little by little. Because millions of lifetimes of misgivings are stacked in our heart. But there are certain agents which are extremely powerful and potent in speeding up our recovery from the material world and taking us to spiritual world and then speeding up our progress in the path of devotion service. That's like every day we water the tulasi. So tulasi is also bhakti pradayani. In the same way, there are various things one can do. Shuddha bhakta charana renu bhajana anukul. If you read that song, there are many secrets hidden in that song. That song tells you what are the different agents which are very potent in avoiding your devotional service. So one of the agents is the Madhavatithi, which is the holy auspicious day of any acharya or the last pastime, like Govardhan Leela, Damodar Leela. But as far as this month is concerned, the entire month is Madhavatithi, the whole month of Kartik month. So it is not like any other ordinary month of the year. Knowing this well, that is why devotees from all over the world come to Vrindavan at this time and increase the devotion service. Just like when there's a discount, now Diwali is coming, so Diwali discount will be there in the shops. 50% discount, 25% discount. So some people store the money and when there is discount, they immediately go and use that money to purchase. Similarly, if you want to buy a refrigerator, which is the best season to buy? Refrigerator, when would you buy? Is it in summer or winter? Winter season. Because, of course, when it is very hot, that time shop people know that many people will come to buy, so they hike up the price. Whereas in certain seasons, nobody will need the refrigerator, you are not feeling cold. So that is the time you will buy, isn't it? So there are certain seasons you will buy certain things. In the same way, this Damodar month is a very auspicious month of the year. It's so amazing to see so many pastimes one after another happening in the same month repeatedly. Why does the Lord perform the Leelas in the same month? Because this month is very dear to Srimati Radharani. So every individual devotee has to take a look at oneself. What am I offering specially for Krishna during this month? This month and the Margashesh month, that is the December month, December month is very dear to Krishna, Magashesh month. And this month is dear to Srimati Radharani. So for Radha and Krishna, this November and December, 2 months are very important. So what are we offering to them during this month is very important. So every one of us can look at ourselves. If it is Madhava Tithi, what I have been doing throughout the year and what I am doing this month, especially. So we have to offer something extra than what we have been offering throughout the year. If you are chanting only 16 rounds throughout the year, maybe suddenly you have to chant at least 4 rounds extra. Or you have to offer some kind of devotion service by every day. Some people make a policy, I will go and distribute at least 5 or 10 books of Prabhupada every day as a service to Srila Prabhupada during this month. Some people take a breath to increase their rounds, some 4 or 5 rounds extra they chant every day. Some people take a breath that I will complete this pastimes. I will complete reading Krishna book once through during this month. Some people take Lilamrit and they complete the whole Lilamrit during this month. Or some people take up some kind of project and they complete during this month. So we all have to think. I was working on this book, Essence of Bhagavad Gita. Now I thought I'll a little bit do overwork and complete the work. So we have to take up something during this month and offer extra. Only then you can make additional progress. So if you are conscious of the month as if you are passing through a gold mine, and if you take benefit from it, then we will make tremendous progress than spending away our time just like any other day of the year, any other month of the year. So we should take note of this Kartik month. And many devotees like Sachinandan Swami Maharaj comes to Vrindavan. They chant 64 rounds every single day. They chant 64 rounds during this month. So he is one of the most greatest preachers in the whole world. But then he says, although I am preaching during this month, it is my offering to Srimati Radharani. So whole month they completely sacrifice their time, energy, efforts, because unless we cry in spiritual world you won't get mercy. Mercy doesn't just break your roof and fall from the sky. Mercy comes only by praying and begging. So devotees should take note of this and take advantage of this month, because this month is dear to Srimati Radharani. By putting extra efforts, one can very quickly draw the attention of Krishna, especially with regard to chanting of the holy name. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Krishna Mahamantra Ki.